running back this week.
Okay.
What'd you learn about him from the last time around? Only saw him four times.
Yeah, well, we saw him go by us there for about 90 yards, so we got a long, long look at him as he went down the field. But, you know, he's a watching him, he's a big man that runs fast, and that's a not always a great combination if you're on defense. But he's a good back, and of course, you know, McFadden's have been a really good back, and they have some good football players there. But I think both those guys are really good football players, and I think the young guy is a, you know, it appears, you know, just from the what we've seen him, he's really got a you know, he's got a high upside, in my opinion. Fast and big. That's a good place to start with.
At this point in the season, not just physically but mentally, you notice that the length of the season starts to take a toll on some players?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I mean, it's what all of us do. I mean, I don't think any more than any other time of the year, you know, or any other season, I should say. You know, it's always anytime you do something, you know, week after week after week, you got to recharge and re-energize, and that's really on each of us, you know, coaches, players, whatever. You know, you got to, like I say, you know, you got to plug back in. You got to get all those bars back up, you know, and if you want to operate at the highest capacity. So I think that's a challenge for everybody, and you know, I mean, it's just part of the game, I think.
The personnel's changed a lot around Dontari Poe. How mm-hmm. much do you think of that has impacted how well he's played this year?
I don't think it's, you know, I mean, we'd love to have Mike DeVito in there, but that wasn't meant to be right now. So, but you know, Alan Bailey came in, did a great job. So I don't think significantly, you know. I mean, heck, we'd like to have all our guys, but you know. Again, that's kind of what the NFL is. I mean, you gotta live with those things, and next guy's gotta play, step up in there, and the truth is, the other players have to keep getting better. Every player is still responsible for himself in that regards.
What about the other teams? Have they started doing things differently against Bino? He gets double teamed all the time.
Yeah, no, his world hasn't changed ever. I don't think it will. You know, I mean, they're gonna have to, you know, basically always, he's always going to be involved in some kind of either zone block or double team. I'd say 95% of the time. I mean, he's a hard guy to block individually, and very strong, very quick. So I think most of the time there's some kind of scheme that's set to try to take care of him or help on him.
Bob, the last three games you've been hurt in your run defense. They've been able to gash you and pound it away in a fourth quarter when they needed to. Is there a common denominator in what's been happening?
Well, I think kind of what we talked about last week. I mean, I think, you know, we got to play better, and you know, play better technique. You know, all those things that I think got a little better last week for us. You know, and so I think if we keep working and keep pushing forward, we'll improve in that area. I think the other part of it always comes down, like I told you a week ago, is that when teams are going to be patient and run the ball, one of the real important facets of the game becomes third down. You know, because you need to get off the field, otherwise you just start back over. You know, if it's a ball control thing. Now, Arizona really wasn't totally like that. You know, I mean, they were a little bit different in the game. But I mean, if that's going to be the play calling mentality, then you know, you, like I say, you can live with some body blows as long as you get off the field on third down.
Where are we at with D4's development? I saw we got a lot more playing time last week. How much that had to do with how much better he's gotten and then Bailey getting hurt? You know?
Well, I think probably a combination. You know, like it's the same thing with anybody that gets injured. You know, you try to, you know, one of our objectives is always try to get the best group that we can on the field, you know, and no different than anybody else. So certainly with Allen being out, that created a spot there where we said, okay, who's our next best rusher for these third down? Well, obviously it was D, so we tried to create some things to get him on the field in those situations. And, you know, I think he's, you know, like we talked a week ago, he's, you know, he's been steadily improving and, you know, just keep coming along. And, you know, hopefully the more he plays, the better he's going to get, you know.
Is it people understand how complicated it can be going from a 4-3 DN with the hand on the ground all the time to playing upright. I mean, that's mm-hmm. more than a notion, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's a, you know, there's a lot of things that happen, you know, when you're in the outside linebacker role, from coverage to drop to run force. It's just, it's a little more multiple than what he did. And then we think he's got a real upside as far as rushing the passer. So this is giving him an opportunity to kind of do that and get comfortable with the other things. So I think, you know, hopefully the whole deal is, hey, the more he's out there, the better he's going to get, the more comfortable he come. And he's still got to work hard on developing in some of those areas.
Yeah, I know a lot was made about that San Francisco play, but now it's 2 months later. I mean, how do you think he took that? And do you think he's kind of used it as a positive moment?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, like I told you after that play, you wouldn't want to know how many plays are misdiagnosed by other players and you don't see or you don't think about it, but that one stood out, and I'm sure, you know, for him that was a, hey, that's not something I really was proud of and, you know, real happy with, but I think he took it well and learned from it and said, hey, I got to learn keys, eyes, and that's kind of what you're talking about before. That's a whole different world when you're up there and you're looking and you got this key, that happens, it's passed, but no, it isn't passed. You know, so, I mean, there's a lot of processing going on there. And until you're comfortable with that, you don't, you know, you might misread, that's one part of it. The other part is you don't get to play as fast as you'd like to play. That's the biggest part of it.
How can you work on pass rush when, you know, in practice? You know, I know you guys don't go 100%, you know, it's maybe third or if that, but like, you kind of got to get a feeling of going live to get a real feel for chaining some moves together, right?
Just yeah.
Is that why playing games is important for him?
Well, yeah. You sound like a player. No, we do go 100% rushing the passer. No. No, I mean, we try to rush the pass. The only thing we don't do with pass rush is go for the quarterback, but the actual blocking that's taking place, but there's no question, to see it live in a game is, you know, that's every guy that starts in this league has got to get out there eventually and play, and the more he's out there, the more he's going to learn, and, you know, instead of just doing something, he's going to start to, you know, there's certain part of knowledge is power, you know, mm-hmm. and so you start to see whether it's a set, how a guy's, you know, stances before the snap, all those things that really help a player, you know. And until you get out there and do it, you know, that's one part. The other part is you have to learn to learn how to study and do that. That's a big part of this game, is what you do off the field. And, you know, if you take, and you take Justin and Tomba, those guys, they have great capacity to study.
Speaking of just of the Arizona game, now, mm-hmm. how effective was he in those?
I thought he was. I thought he was did a really good job. You know, I mean, and like we say, there's he had no sacks, but there's other things that are going on in life there. You know, I mean, like we say, the key word for us is affect the quarterback. You know, get him off his spot, make him throw when he's not ready to throw, and so I mean, there were some real positives I thought he did in there.
You guys have had some opportunities to get some turnovers over the last couple of games, and it just hasn't happened. You guys are in good positions, but can't get it for whatever reason. Andy Reid said that maybe it was guys sometimes try too hard to get the big play. What do you think that
well,
is going on there?
Well, I think you won. Like I think we mentioned this a week ago. Anytime you're in theory trying to create turnovers, I don't think that really happens. You know, they come to you because you're in position. You're hustling, and then, you know, there's certainly, I think what you're alluding to, that you have to finish a play. You know, you got to take advantage of those opportunities, you know. So you got to be able to snap that ball off and go. And I don't think anybody's pressing from that standpoint. You know, there may be a desire to, hey, I want to get this play. But, I mean, you don't go out and say, I'm going to get a takeaway. But when they show up, you got to make those plays. You know, and if you make enough of them, you're in good shape. And then I think, you know, you start down that roll, you know, and there's a lot of factors that go in, I think, to turnovers. And you know, the most important one is take advantage of your opportunity. For us on defense, I know that.